Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson. Kent Steinbeck, as always, at my side. We're coming to you from Herb's House, Herb's Coffee House in Dallas, Texas. A lot of people ask me, what is Herb's House? Well, it's not a residential house that Herb lives in. It's actually a proprietary coffee shop here in Dallas, Texas. And Kent is the proprietor, so we're coming to you from this coffee shop. You ought to come join us sometime. But today we're looking at another attribute of God. We're looking at what we call the immutability of God. You may say, what does that mean? That God is unchanging, that God is forever the same. And Tozer, A.W. Tozer once said, God cannot change for the better, for he is already perfect. Being perfect, he cannot change for the worse. So any changing God would have to be to the better or to the worse. Well, that's impossible. He's already perfect, so he can't be any better, and he can't be worse because he's already perfect and immutable. So let's just talk about this, Kent, and this is a great truth. Let's just talk about this under some different categories. First of all, God is, he is unchanging in his attributes. So he's unchanging in his holiness, unchanging in his sovereignty. For example, he'll never be impeached. He'll never be dethroned. He is unchanging in his knowledge. He will never forget what he now knows. He's unchanging in his love. I mean, once he sets his love upon us, his love can never be withdrawn. He's unchanging in his power. He can never diminish in his might. He's unchanging in his truth. He never alters what he has revealed and declared to us is reality. We could go through all of the attributes of God and see and say that he is unchanging in his being, in his attributes. Well, more than that, he's unchanging in his will. What God has determined in eternity past, in his sovereignty, will never be altered within time. There is no plan B. There is no plan C. He has only one plan and purpose from before the foundation of the world. And his will, Romans 12:2 says, is good and acceptable and perfect. Why would he change that? Further, he's unchanging in his word. This book that we have, the Bible, Kent, there are no amendments to it. There's no additions that we're having to add on an annual basis. There are no pages that we take out. Society is changing. Culture is changing. Our nation is changing. Our world is changing. Fashion is changing. Technology is changing. The one constant in this world, Kent, is God. He is forever the same. And he's unchanging in his salvation. Really, from all eternity past, those whom he foreknew, he predestined. And those whom he predestined, he called. And whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. That tells us from eternity past to eternity future, the unchangeableness of God's saving purpose towards his elect. No one can ever lose their salvation. No one can ever be taken from the body of Christ. Because his salvation is unchanging. His forgiveness is unchanging. His reconciliation with sinners is unchanging. His redemption is unchanging. Everything about God is unchanging. And the last thing I would say here, Kent, is that his judgments are unchanging. That what God has said, that the wages of sin is death, and the soul that sins, it shall surely die. That will never be altered. God will never sweep any sin under the carpet and pretend like it never happened. Every sin in the history of the world will be judged. It will either be judged in full, in hell, or in Christ upon the cross. But every sin will bear the full weight of the just punishment of God upon it. And so God is unchanging in his justice and in his judgments. So, Kent, this is a great anchor point for our faith. I'm changing, you're changing, circumstances are changing. Everything is in flux. Everything, in a sense, is up in the air.
Yes, it is.
And we're just juggling balls as best we can. But God is unchanging. And as we put our faith and trust in Him, that provides stability for our lives. So, Kent, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, and I got to throw out some questions, because there may be some people out there that are thinking, now, wait a minute, Steve.
I hear you, and I know God doesn't change, but how do we get our brains around when we read in Scripture that God changed His mind? For example, back in Exodus,
yeah,
and
Moses.
And God, and Moses is speaking about the history and so on and so forth, and then God, it says God changed His mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do we
square that?
How do we square that?
I knew you were going to try to throw me a curveball.
I tried to warn you.
You just watched the World Series.
I don't warn you.
You're going to try to paint the corners with me on this.
Exactly.
So, okay, well, here's the deal on this, Kent. The Bible never contradicts itself.
Right.
The Bible speaks with one voice on every subject. So what we have to understand is God has chosen at times in the Bible to reveal Himself in human-like terms, where He comes down to our level, which is like a kindergarten level,
right,
and speaks to us in baby talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if God pulled back the veil and gave us the full story, we would drown in that. We wouldn't be able to get it. And it's what's called anthropomorphic, mm-hmm, an anthropomorphic expression of God.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro. God doesn't have eyeballs.
Right.
It's just to communicate that God's all seeing. The arm of the Lord is mighty to save. God doesn't have an arm. The ears of the Lord, etc. This is another anthropomorphic expression that communicates a certain facet of God, but it's not a comprehensive revelation of who God is. And from our human perspective, as we look horizontally, it would appear that God is changing His mind and changing course. But the reality from a vertical perspective is God is unchanging. Really, it's Moses who changed. It wasn't God who changed.
Mm-hmm.
It was the situation. There was an alteration, but it wasn't God who changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for God to change.
Mm-hmm.
And Malachi 3, verse 6 is the verse that I really want to read. I, the Lord, do not change. I mean, what part of that do we not understand?
Right.
Let me read that one more time.
Sure.
I, the Lord, do not change. And so God does not change, we change. Though from our perspective, as history is unfolding, and as we pray and as we step into situations, it would appear that God is changing, but it's really God changing men and God changing situations,
mm-hmm,
is what it is. So I'm so glad that you asked that, Kent.
Well, I want to jump back into this attribute of His, because
uh-huh,
to me, and kind of just talk about the application of it, to me, Steve, it seems to me every day when we get up, we're dealing with people and with situations that are always changing.
Yeah.
Is he going to think different? Is she going to think different?
Yeah.
Am I going to come into work today? Or am I going to go to school and the teacher going to change this or change that? How should this comfort us in our lives as we live practically? And I know you mentioned it, that God is anchored and there is absolutely no change.
Yeah. Kent, we need to know that right is forever right,
mm-hmm,
and wrong is forever wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And our culture is on a slippery slope descending really down into deeper depravity.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thinks, okay, now everything is changing.
Yeah.
No, nothing is changing as far as a moral standard.
Mm-hmm.
God has set the plumb line by which everything is to be measured. So when we wake up in the morning, we don't have to think, well, God has moved the goalposts and God has moved really the standard. No, God has everything firmly in place, it's the world that we live in is really drifting further and further away from God. As believers in Christ, this is a great confidence and comfort that when I wake up in the morning, God hasn't changed morality, values, priorities. Everything remains the same. I need that. It's if there was change, it would cause us to, I think, it'd have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, we would, wouldn't we?
I mean, we would be distraught.
So his plans, his goals,
what he's got for us in our lives is always the same.
Always the same. And Kent, one more thing. You and I love to study the Bible. What we studied yesterday is true today, and it's going to be true tomorrow. We haven't invested our time in a book that's just constantly changing.
Yeah.
It's always forever the same, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you and I are on our deathbed, this is going to be the same. Thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope, and I know you're living in a world that's constantly in flux. Put your hope in God, who never changes. He rises above the muck and the mire of this world and is forever the same. God bless you.